After Toad the Wet Sprocket formed in 1986, they self-produced a couple of records and toured heavily. Toad signed a deal with Columbia Records in the late 80s, and in the next few years had top 40 singles including All I Want, Walk on the Ocean, and Fall Down. According to Phillips, when the band broke up in 1998, the music industry was making major shifts.
And we were very lucky. When we got signed on a major label, we were, you know, there was enough interest in us that we signed a deal where we had total creative control. So we made the records we wanted to make, we handed them in, and they put them out. It was a very nice arrangement. We had our creative arguments, you know, after the albums were done about single selection and videos or stuff, but we made the records we wanted to make, actually.
Phillips first saw changes as he began a solo career.
When Toad broke up and I was no longer on a major label was that I was suddenly auditioning for this job I'd already had and done well at for a long time. It was a very new game to me.
Though Phillips said he's never been a fan of the music industry, returning to the do-it-yourself model of making music presented its own challenges.
I very fondly remember the days of being on tour with Toad where my job was making music and thinking about the next music I would make and practicing, and I'd get really into artwork or other creative aspects, but I didn't have to think about business at all. And now I kind of have this job that's a very full-time job that's centered around making music. Like picking up a guitar and writing songs is almost the thing I have to fit in around the edges.
In addition to his solo career, Phillips has many side projects, including the supergroup Works Progress Administration. The collaboration includes Sean and Sarah Watkins, formerly of Nickel Creek, and Bentmont Tench, who has been in Tom Petty's Heartbreakers for decades.
It's been great to get an opportunity to do a band like WPA that's where everything's played with eight people live and the lead vocals are live, and it's just about making music in the moment.
Toad the Wet Sprocket has even begun touring again, reacquainting an aged audience with its old hits. And though Phillips said he has no shortage of creative outlets, there's still the question of how artists will be able to support themselves.
I think people are getting more of an idea again about the idea of being a patron of the arts, and that it actually is their responsibility to support the music they enjoy. You know, it's getting to a point where if they don't do it actively, nobody's going to, and I don't think they'll like the results of that. A guy working on stage last night actually said, you know, music is becoming a lot like the rest of the economy and that the middle class is disappearing, and it's kind of coming down to some very hardworking, very poorly paid people, and then a very small group at the top who's doing incredibly well.
Phillips said that despite the changes, he calls the current era an incredibly fertile period for music.
I have a lot of faith in music itself and the people making it, and I have faith in people's need for art they care about. But I think we're also going to be in an era where, you know, there's certainly not as much of a killing to be made unless you're in a Miley Cyrus kind of position. You know, careers that are not ultra mainstream, ultra entertaining are going to be very rare. And we'll have a few superstars. And then, you know, hopefully the rest of us will just find a way to reach our audience and survive. Actually, freeing young musicians from the hope of being a rock star is a great service. I've seen a lot of people lost in that weird little set of narrow dreams, kind of not noticing everything else that's working in their lives. So the sooner that dream dies, I think, the better.
Glenn Phillips will be playing at the Hideaway Cafe in St. Petersburg on Sunday, February 28th. More information is available at hideawaycafe.biz. Reporting for WMNF News, this is Dawn Elliott.